In the Torah, everything's in the Torah. So I want to share with you a parasha, the parasha of Potiphar and his wife, and Yosef, Eishes Potiphar and Yosef, and then share you something that I noticed in the parasha. It says as follows: Yosef heard Mitzrayim. Yosef said, "Taken out to Mitzrayim." Vayikaneyu Potiphar Sfiras Paray. Sarat Abachim Ish Mitzrayim Yad Ishmael Masharidu Shama. And she bought, and Potiphar buys Yosef Tzadik. Now you've all heard this story many times. I think there are details you don't know. There's details. I'm going with the Malbim's shot. I'm telling you straight Malbim's. None of my own chedushim came out. I'm telling you straight Malbim's, and the details that we learned when we were little, the story we were well unaware of. So let's learn it. Vayi Hashem es Yosef. Hashem was with Yosef. Vayi ish matzliach. He was successful. Vayi bebeis adoin v'mitzvin. He was in his master's house. Vayara adoin ki Hashem itoi. And Hashem saw, and his master saw that Hashem was with him. Now, how does master know Hashem is with him? His master could see he's successful. How does he know it's Hashem? So that Rashi says, Shem Shemayim Shagar B'Piv. Yosef HaTzadik always said, Baruch Hashem, Chazde Hashem. He always gave credit to Hashem. V'chol Asher Oysa Hashem Matzliach V'Yaday. V'chol Asher Oysa, everything he did, Hashem Matzliach V'Yaday. Hashem made him be successful. V'yimsa Yosef Chem Be'inav. Yosef finds favor in his master's eyes. V'yishar Yisayisay. And at first he's an Eved. We already know he was serving him. But he made him a Mishares. He graduated because he was such a Matzliach person, and Hashem was with him, such a person, so he graduated him to be a Mishares. To be, instead of a servant, now he's a Mishares. He's a helper already. He's more of a, like a prince, from a slave to like a prince, to a chash of a guy. He's a hatchad of Potiphar's house. And he appointed him on charge of the house. Everything that Potiphar had, he gave to him. Now Yosef is in charge. The house a tremendous success because of Yosef. The Gemara in Kedushin says that an Eved could bring Atzlacha to the whole house. He had tremendous success because Yosef was his Eved. And he left everything in Yosef's hands. He didn't even check anything out anymore. The Torah clearly, it's repetitious, already said he gave everything to Yosef, but it means progression. At first he gave everything to Yosef, but he watched him. He kept an eye out. Now it's going so well, and there's such trust. The trust has reached apex. And Yosef is a good looking person. Obviously it says that to set up the next story. Kitzur, we have a description of Yosef going from a bazui, from a low person, from an eved, and he this tremendous rise, this massive rise from an Eved in Potiphar's house to this great rise to his Mishores. He's running the house. He's a big position of stature. Vayi achar dvar meila. After these words, Vatisa eishes adoina v'seine el Yosef. Eishes Potiphar wants Yosef. Now whenever it says achar dvar meila, after these words, there's always a connection to what was before. And then if it's not just sequence, if it was just sequence, the Torah would write, don't put a pay there. There is no pay. Within one parasha, there's an order. It's within one story, just say. And then Eishes Potiphar wanted him. But it says in the Torah, Achra Dvar Meila. And after this story, Batis Eishes Adonis Einel, Yosef, she wanted Yosef. It's very strange words in the Torah. It needs a beer. It's not strange, but it needs a beer. It's hard to understand words. After this story, and Eishes Potiphar wanted Yosef. She says, live with me. After what story? There's no Elomai Yotom. After the story that Yosef's in her house. No kidding. She wants Yosef. What is it telling me after this story? As if there's a correlation to the story before. The story before is Yosef sold the Mitzrayim to Potiphar's house. He has this massive rise, this quick rise from being an Eved to somebody who's a hotshot in the house. And after this story, Eishes Potiphar wants her. After what story? After he's around. No kidding. After he's born, he exists in the world. Then she wants him. He's not born. She doesn't want him. She never saw him. She doesn't want him. This is very detailed. Every word is gold by the Torah. And it says, after this story, she wants him. What changed that she wanted him? What's it saying? So Pashup Shat, and this is what I want to speak about. I'm going to speak more about the story afterwards. I would like to speak about this, and I'm going to go totally in aside, a whole different... I would like to speak like this. Why does she want him all of a sudden? When he was the same good-looking person, he was Yifas Toyifah Mara. It only says in the Torah, Yosef Yifas Toyar V'Yifah Mara, after his rise. The word is like this, Rabbi said. When he was an Eved, when things weren't going well for him, he sold down in chains to Mitzrayim, coming a bazoi, a low person. She didn't like him. He was the same Yifet Torah V'Yifet Mare. She didn't like him. There was no interest in him. There was no attraction. There was no... Ashes Patifar didn't want him. It was after his rise, after he's made an Ishmat Sliach, after he's made the Mishores, then Vayu Achad Vermeila, the Malbim says, Pashup Shat, then she likes him, the person's all of a sudden different. All his Milas now shine, now he's a Chashuv person, he's treated with dignity. Now all of a sudden, all those Milas Adam, Vayihi Yosef Ish, Yifet Toyer V'Yifet Mara, all of a sudden he's a good looking person. He had the same good looks before. It was the same Yosef before. When he was an Eved, when he was a Nivza, when he was treated in a certain manner, the person was not a like person. She didn't want him, she had no interest in him. After he's made Nishmat Sliach, he's made a Meshores, his position changes, now there's this change, all of a sudden Shitaka wants him. He starts looking different. His milas come out different. It says in the Gemara Nedarim, in the end of the ninth parak of Nedarim, in the ninth parak of the Dharma, it says as follows. It says that there was umaisa be'echa. There was a story of a man shenod mibas achoisai hana. That this man, they used to be accustomed to marry one's niece. It was a good thing because a niece is a natural love, and it's a good thing to love your wife. It's an important thing, so, and there's a natural feeling of love to a niece. It's called a day, it means love. The uncle's called love in Lashon Kodesh because the natural feeling of love. There used to be a minhag to marry his niece. So, a man is usher to his aunt, an uncle's mutter. Kitzur advarim, so there was this man who made a neder against his niece. Hen v'chnisa l'beis v'shmol. They brought her into the house of Yishmael v'yafua. He made her beautiful. Amalei of Yishmael. Yishmael said to the man, "Bini, mizuna darta. From this pretty person, from this good-looking person, you made a neder. Amalei love. No, not from this person. The tiri of Yishmael, and Yishmael was matter the neder. But I say shav v'achra Yishmael v'amar. Yishmael cried and he said, "Benayis Yisrael, nayis, saying they're beautiful. Shaniyas menavlasan. The poverty makes them look ugly. They're matzav achayim." They're going through tough times. It makes them look not ashamed. They're beautiful. And Rabbi Shmuel had a minog. Shemais of Yishmael, a b'nais Yisrael, nais is kinna. All the Jewish girls used to cry. V'ymeres b'nais Yisrael or Rabbi Shmuel. They said that b'nais Yisrael and Rabbi Shmuel b'china were crying. And they quote the pasuk, b'nais Yisrael al-shol b'china. Because Yishmael had a minog, the Gemara says he used to take golden teeth and give them beautiful teeth. If they had cracked teeth, he would make them look beautiful. And Yishmael was making this, that the person has a beauty. The anius min avlasan. The anius makes them ugly. They're matziv aruach. They grow up with tough things. Mekenish vis, we don't know what's going on in the house. That's making them ugly. B'nais Yisrael, Yafi, I say. B'nais Yisrael, beautiful people. There's something around them that makes them look ugly. I think there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's Perek Nun Zayin. I think pasuk is Gimel. Yeshaya Nun Zayin pasuk Tezvav. And it says as follows, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin, pasuk Tesvav. The pasuk says as follows: Kikoyamar, so says Hashem, Ram v'nisa, the one who's lofty on high, Shoychein Ad, who dwells forever, v'kadei Shemai, and he's so separate, so moved out from us. The Rebbeinu Shloim, Shoychein, v'kadeish, my marim v'kadeish, lofty and holy. It's repetitious because it means to such an extreme. Eshkain, and I dwell marim. It's going, I dwell so high, and so kadosh means separate, muvdal, so far from our imagination, so vite the kedusha, the Rebbeinu Shloim, so far, so holy, so chashuv. And even so, I'm so holy, what do? Hashem says, Vezdako shval ruach. But I concentrate on the oppressed, the daka, the hurt one, ushval ruach, the low spirit. Lahachya is ruach shvalim, to give life to ruach shvalim, to low spirits, ulahachya is, and to give chiyus, to leiv nitkayim, to hurt hearts. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, you want to know me? You want to know who I am? I'm muvdal, I'm separate from you, I'm kadosh, 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 means muvdal, 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 so right from you. You want to know me? You want to have a shaykhus? He's supposed to cleave to Hashem. You can know a little my enhagus. You can't know me, but I'll tell you a little about my enhagus. I'll tell you a little about who I am. I'll tell you so you can have a shaykhus. I'll tell you what I do to understand Hashem's etzem, kadosh, 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 separate, 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 so vayt from our asaga. But I'll tell you a little bit what I'm Isaac in. You know who I am? Lahachia is ruach shefalim, to give life to downtrodden spirits. Ulahachia is to give chiyus to leiv nitkayim, to hurt souls, to hurt hearts. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm icing, giving chiyus to people, validating people, making them feel like mention, making them feel good. That's what I'm icing in. With all my helikite, with all my loftiness, what I'm icing in Zakhtar Rebbeinu Shlom is to give chiyus to people. Lahachya is laid in itkayim, to give chiyus to oppressed souls. Lahachya is ruach shefalim, low spirits. Ulahachya is to give chiyus to laid in itkayim. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Purim, the Rambam brings that our avoid lizdamis l'bayreinu. We're supposed to be similar to Hashem. Alachta b'drachav. We're supposed to be Isaac. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, you want to understand me? This is what you can understand me. This is what I'm Isaac in. That our avoid is lahachiyos ruach shafalim. Lahachiyos leiv nitkayim. To give chiyus. And Klal Yisrael are beautiful. Yafiyah is saying that Anios Menav Lasan. You don't know what that person's been through. You don't know what the stress is. You don't know the Nakudas they've been through that cause Yidnar Heilige Uma. We're a beautiful nation. Rabbi Shmuel was Yairit to it, and he gave a chias. I don't know if it means physically. Maybe stomach means physically, but more it's Baruch Echama to me that it means emotionally also. He would take a girl into the house and give chias all of a sudden she was beautiful. He said to the uncle, Mizuna Darta. He gave chiyus. It looks like, yeah, the bachar is a nebuch, it's shver, it's hard on you. All of a sudden, you'll see that same person when somebody will take him in. And lahachya is ruach shvalim, you'll say, Mizu, this is the one. This is the guy you're pushing around. This is the nebuch. All of a sudden, the guy looks pretty beautiful. All of a sudden, he's an erlicha person. All of a sudden, he's an elevated person. All of a sudden, it's not to push over you. You were just teasing around. You just pushed the guy in the class. He just pushed around. All of a sudden, he got somebody brought him in. Lahachias ruach shafalim. All of a sudden, Klal Yisrael are beautiful. Everybody say, we have a neshama tahira. We're heilige people with milas atzumay sadmaid. Amol yikenish vissin, the guy what he's been through. There's a line from the Chazon Ish that's Noirin Arayis that Chaim Brim brings. Chaim Brim, Zeichet Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha, brings from the Chazon Ish a beautiful line that to me is Noiridic. He says, I quote, it's a word for word quote. You have to remember who Reb Chaim Brim learned by the Chazon Ish. Chaim Brim was, I was Zeichet Baruch Hashem to hear Vadim and to hear Gemara Shir once a week, Reb Chaim Brim. And he was Yid of Kaddish, a Yid who fasted for 40 years. He only ate at night. A Yid of Tzaddik, his Avas Yisrael was, if you walked in, he loved you like an Ava Aza. His Avas Yisrael, the most outstanding thing that people said about about Chaim Brim was his Avos Yisrael, and he used to all the time speak about the Chaznish's Avos Yisrael. Chaznish was Nifter Friday night. The Chaznish, you have to understand what a Kaddish the Chaznish. Chaznish used to learn, used to talk to Neshamas. If Chaim Brim said this over, Neshamas used to come to the Chaznish and talk to him. He had Shaykhs to other worlds, the Chaznish. He knew Kol Atar Kula upside down, inside out. It was a Kaddish the Chaznish. It's beyond our sug. We, none of us here, if we fathom Kedusha V'Tayra, can't fathom the Chazanesh. We can't. It's above our sug. And Chaim Brim said on the day the Chazanesh was Nifter, I can imagine what he's being Isaac with. Before Tzaddik Ma Nifter, people from the Olam Emes come to them. I know my aunt had that. She said they're in the room. She pointed at them. She was fully Bidas. She said they're here. Tzaddikim have it that people come. That it's a very nerve-wracking time in the Neshama. They don't know where they're going, what's going to be. So from the Olam Emes, they send people to come talk to them, to come speak to them. A lot of times, if you're Isaac in a certain sefer, somebody learns Mishle a lot. So Shloimeh Melech comes to that person and talks to him and says, don't worry, things are going to be good, and tells him about, just push it. You come to a city, somebody comes in, welcomes you, greets you. So the people in the Olam Emes, people come. Avigdor Miller said to, before he was Nifter, was his Mishpacha, he spoke to him, he said over Ksais, he knew Ksais Mil Baal Peh, before he was Nifter, he said over Ksais, and he said, I can't, I don't want to tell you specifics, but I'll just tell you that I'm going very at ease. I can't tell you how I know this, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going very at ease to the Olam Emes, and they sent me messages, they said over things that I'm going at ease. So the Chaznish today was Nifter, Gavriel was there, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Sure, they all were there, Pashat, all in the room, and they're talking to him, and he has a lot of things going on. He went to a levaya of a little kid who was born sick, because the Chaznish was so, is the day he was Nifter, that night he was Nifter, on a Friday, he was Nifter Friday night, he went to levaya, Chaim Brim said, I was there. And he went to the levaya, he was so tzubrachim for the family, here he's being Nifter himself, that night he was a chaylem v'sukin, and he asked him to bring him to the levaya. He was so heartbroken for that mishpacha, and he felt in achrayus, maybe I didn't do enough to daven hard enough. He said, Reb Chaim Brim quotes in Yiddish with quotes, maybe I didn't do enough. No, full of Reb Chaim Brim's Avos Yisrael, not Shaykh. I told him things different. I once went to tell my aunt was sick, he started crying. He never met her in his life. He started crying. I told him once a bacher was in public school, was going off to derech. I asked him a whole shayla, and he told me that I'm going to stay up all night and say till him all night till the morning. So you have to stay up all night and say till him. Don't go to sleep tonight. Stay up all night and say till him. I didn't listen. I listened. I was a frum. I said, say the next day. He also knew about say the next day. I thought I was smarter. He said, stay up the whole night and say till him. He told me. What? He's a malach, I'm not. The kids are he's moaning me. The kids are advarmis. I want to tell you a line from the Chazanish that to me is noir in the rice. We all know if a meshugana rabbi says something not nice to you. A meshugana says something not nice. You get angry at the meshugana? He's Meshuggah. The guy literally he's autistic. He has Down syndrome. He's not fully with us. Wonderful Yid, a neshama kedusha. He's not fully vidas, and he says something to you. Say there. Say, kid. Somebody works in Hask, and a kid there, a kid does something. You have tainas in the kid. You wanna do something to the kid. The kid's not vidas. The person's not bedas. And yet they never says that. Nobody ever says about a kid who's maturif bedas. Pasha, not normal. Oh, a chutzpah, the guy did that to me. Yeah, Michael, say there. Listen to what the Chaznish says. It's in Shabbos. It's actually Masechta, the Chaznish in Shabbos. There's a quote from Reb Chaim Brim. Exact word. Umiderech haTorah. It's the way of the Torah. Lahachzik shalom kol adam. To have peace with every yid. Ulahavri alamida. And to be Michael people. And then he goes on, etc. I'm skipping. Ukishem. And just like she'ein roi lechacham. It's not fit for a wise person lichais to get angry. Vilinkaim. And to do nekama. V'maria loy mitay chayli ruach. For somebody who does bad to me because he's a chayli ruach. Because he's nish normal. Because he's not normal. Kain. Ein Roy Lincoln. It's not fit to have nekama, the listener, and to hate as a Maria Metochelia Nefesh, a Mishkal. To hate somebody who has bad midas. The Chasa mishkal midos. Someone is just missing midos. A chacham, it's not right to have nekama to hate the person. V'ein bein b'liyal maturif hadas v'loy klum. There is no chiluk if he has bad midos. Two, if he's a mishugana. He has bad midos. Do you know his situation? Do you know why he has bad midos? Why is it any different than the mishugana? This guy's mishugana. This guy has bad midos. Do you know if you would be in his matzav, you have good midos? Do you know what he's been through, his past? Ein bein. No, the chaznish is not saying you should say this for yourself. I bad midos, okay. That's not what he's saying. For oneself, one's mechuyif to work on it. For yenim ein bein. It doesn't either mean that you should allow him to hurt you. Chas v'shalom. You protect yourself. Stay away. Don't let yourself be hurt. But it means when it happens to learn to be mavra al midosav. To learn to be meichel. Be say there. Do I know what he's going through? Do I know why he talks like that? Do I know if I would have lived through everything he lived through? If I would have his... Do I know his home? Do I know what he's been through, this person? Ruach shvalim, lahachyos, give him chiyos. Be Rabbi Yishmael, dress him up, he'll be different. You'll say to others, this is the one you mevaza. In Yoram, when you see a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, you'll say to others, this is the guy, Mizuna Darta, this is the guy you machta bek. He's beautiful. Just lahachyos, leiv netkoyim. Lahachyos, ruach shvalim. Give him a chiyos. Be Michael, the guy, validate the guy. There's a line of Chaim Brim in the same piece. He quotes a line from the Rebbe of Ruzhin. The Rebbe from Ruzhin, Saba Kedishim Ruzhin. He says, "V'hafta l'recha kamoicha ani Hashem." Love your friend that I am Hashem. He said, "As much as you v'hafta l'recha kamoicha, that's how much you zeichet to kesher with Hashem." Chaim Brim in this piece says that according that the Pesach, the introduction, the first entrance way to Avas Hashem is love of the Yidden. Love Yidden. Reb Chaim Brim, a Yid came, Neveh used to bring the guys to Reb Chaim Brim. And you take a Neveh kid, a Lebedek kid, watch us to a Malach Hashem. He would see the kid. It was so burrowed to me, he saw Neshama march into the room. It was the same thing as when Yashav walked into the room. He saw Neshama Torah march into the room. And the Shama walking through him was such an av of Hureyus. The only Yid I ever saw in my life was the same thing as Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik. If you zayich Be'ez Hashem, you learn in the mirror. We have some Bachman who go to Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik. I've told some of our Bachman understand Yiddish. He's Shirmer on Yiddish. You've been to? Be'ez Hashem. Some of the Bachrim go to him every week. Some only went once or twice. I don't understand Yiddish. You don't understand Yiddish. You got a street Yid. His Abbas Yisrael and Ava Aza. A Yid comes, a Bachar of ours just spent an hour and a half with him, shmoozing with him yesterday. He loves you like you're a long lost brother. To me, the Reb Chaim Brim had that he loved you. You felt like this overwhelming love. Yid, I never met the first time you met him. The second time, the third, Ava Aza. Avas Yisrael, he said, V'hatuach kamaicha, ani Hashem. And as much as you're Avas Yisrael, and as much as you have the Amas Yisrael, that's how much you have a Shaychas to the Rebbeinu Shem, that's how much you have an ani Hashem. He says, Amaisam, I'm getting a little Hasidish on the but this is the piece of Reb Chaim Brim on Avas Yisrael. And he says a maisa there from Rabbi Yisrael Toysig. Rabbi Yisrael Toysig was Reb Chaim Brim's brother-in-law, I think. He was the matastor for Rav's son. He had a tzaddik because the Toysig Mishpach, Reb Chaim Brim's wife was a Toysig. The Toysig Mishpach, Gedolei Olam, also tzaddikim hechra yidden. This Rabbi Yisrael Toysig said he was there when the Rabbi Yisrael Mivishnitz, the Vishnitz Rebbe, was once davening, and he heard the Vishnitz Rebbe's davening somewhere, and Rabbi Yisrael Toysig said he wants to wash the Rebbe Davin, and he was watching the Rebbe Davin, a Maisa Shachsidish a Maisa, sharing with you, it's in this piece from Reb Chaim Brim and Avos Yisrael. And he says that this Reb Yisrael Toysig said that he saw the visions of Rebbe, Yisrael Mevishnitz. He was saying Abba Rabba, and he was saying Uvon Uvachar. He didn't say Uvon, he said Uvuni, whatever, I don't know. But he said Uvon Uvachar, I'm not a good imitator, as you do that. He said Uvon Uvachar to Mikolam Veloshoin. He chose us from all nations, and Aboicher Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ava. Before he could say it, he said, Yisrael Toysig sees him say those words, and he sees his heart's on fire with Avas Yisrael. Ubanu, Banu, Ala Yidin, Bachar to the Rebbeinu Shem shows, Yen Yid, who looks to you like a bum, who looks to you as bad midas, who looks to you, Banu, him, all of us, not me, not You know they say that in Yiddish. It means banu. Even the Chassidim know that. Banu b'charta. Us out, all of us. Ubanu b'charta mikolam l'shem. The Rebbeinu Shem chose all of us. That guy also. That guy, Yisrael HaKadoshim, that guy. Said Rabbi Yisrael Taisig. This Rabbi Yisrael Mevishnitz got up. Yisrael Taisig said, hey, this Chaim Brim heard this from Yisrael Taisig, who saw it. This Yisrael Mevishnitz got up, and he said, Ubanu b'charten gom lashon. And he was so full of his pilus, he said, he turned around, there was a guy behind him who looked like a modern fellow. I don't know about Hasidim, he probably looked like me. But I'm crazy how he looked, but he looked like a modern fellow. And the Yisrael Mevishnitz turned around in the middle of Abraba. I don't know the halacha Shabbai, and he gave a big hug and a kiss to the Siyad. It was in the middle of Abraba, and Yisrael Taisik saw it. Uvan uvacharta mikolam aloshim. He said, before he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoichah B'ma Yisrael B'Ava, he turned around. The Yisrael Mevishnitz died 30 years ago. It's not a... He turned around, and he gave a big hug to the Yid. Then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoichah B'ama Yisrael B'Ava. Reb Chaim Brim, I could see if you think it's too vague, it's either Meshugana Dosa Shemaisa or Kaddish Vatar. This is from a Kaddish Vatar. Reb Chaim Brim was Shaykh Shemaisa. Taka Shaykh Shemaisa. By him, it's not Shaykh Shemaisa. Bonu Bacharta Mikol Abulashin. Lahachi is Ruach Nitkoyim. Lahachi is Ruach Shfolim. Leib Nitkoyim. To give chios to validate people. It says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, I've said often, I bring out one point from Reb Scheinberg, but I want to bring out Reb Chaim Brim's point. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, the way of life is lamala, is to travel up. The way of life, lamala, lamaskil. For a smart person, he travels up. Lamansur mishalmata. So the way I always say Pshat from Reb Chaim Shpincha Scheinberg is you go up in order to avoid going down. The Ainu, if you're not steiging, you'll be sinking. The opposite of up is staying stagnating. It should say you go up in order not to stagnate. It doesn't say that. Oyer Chaim Lamal Lamaskil. The way of life is up from Maskil Lamansur Mishalma to avoid going to the depths. But Reb Chaim Brim is a different Pshat. Zot Reb Chaim Brim, he says from the Meiri, such a pshat, Oy Rechayim Lamal Lamaskil. The Maskil wants to go Hecher. He wants that big dargus of big Kavonis. He wants to davenish, cleave to the Barayolim. He wants to be Dovak Tashem. He wants to soar. Yed Eina wants that big, any thinking person, any Maskil wants, he doesn't want to be a Katan. He wants to be a Frankfurter his whole life. Yed Eina wants to Shtag, wants to cleave to the Rabbanish Loyalim. Wants to be a Ben Aliyah, a Kaddish, Oyrechaim Lamal Lamaskil. The smart person wants to go up. Leman, you know what the Eitz is? Reb Chaim Brim said. Leman Sur Mishalmata. The Eitz is don't be pulled down to fight with Yenim. Don't be pulled down to say bad things on Yenim. Sur Mishalmata. Avoid those low things, the Bnei Adam things. Ask anybody who works in a public school. My wife has worked for two years now in a public school. This one, she's very happy with Maka Toiv and the Neister. It's Noir and Noirois what goes on in a school. Yed Eina backstabbing each one, Malay Kina. Malay, each one fighting the other behind the back. He rips him, who rips him. It's a whole, what do they call those shows during the day? What do they call it? Every school's a soap opera. A ganze soap opera of him tining on him, who tines on him, who tines on her, who they both against her, and then them two also fight him. A ganze soap opera of Yedeiner, of Shol Mata, of such human midas, low midas, of Kinetaiva, Kav Maitzin, Adam and Oilam. And he says, Oire Chaim Lamala, you know what the Lamaskil, you want to soar, let go of these worldly things, just love other Yidden. Stop being Isaac and petty, shol mata, and such physical things which pull you down, make you so human. Shepherding this one, having to knock this one, such shol mata, such low things. Leman sur mishol mata, you want to soar. Stop being Isaac and such zachen. He shepherds him, who shepherds him, who tain is on him. Stop it. This shol mata, this low behavior, if this one criticizes him, this low, the shol mata. If you let go of these things, Laman sur mishol mata, Irechaim lamala. Zartav Chaim Grim, you'll soar to Malachim. You'll shtag, you'll become a Kaddish. you'll soar to endless heights. Just stop with the petty stuff. Stop with those things that pull you down, that make you so low, so physical, so attached to the ground, so earthly, so physical. So Chaim Brim said pshat. So it's certainly an aside in these psukim, but this word over here, that Yosef before, when he's an eved, when Yosef's treated as an eved, she doesn't want to look at him. He doesn't look nice. He's an undesirable. And when Yosef is given some chiyus, when Yosef HaTzadik is made to Nish Matzliach, and he's given surara, Vayi Achar Dvar Meila, the Malbim's pshat, Achar Dvar Meila, all of a sudden he's a desirable. All of a sudden she wants him. And our avoda, a big avoda of ours, valachta b'drocha from the biggest chiyuvim of a yid, valachta b'drocha of timtei devayolam is to become people are Isaac in this midah of bringing people up, of being miyafe. Rabbi Shmuel is miyafe b'nei Yisrael. We have to be miyafe b'nei Yisrael. We're not holy enough to be miyafe the b'nei Yisrael. That you need Rabbi Shmuel. The chiddush of the mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel is beyond taiva to be miyafe the b'nei Yisrael. The mishnah nedarim. We have to be miyafe b'nei Israel, to make Yidden look beautiful, to take in, to overlook this amazing Chazanish, to overlook the bad midas. If the guy was crazy to overlook his bad midas, he has bad midas. Don't let him hurt you. I'm not saying anybody should be a masochist. Don't talk to me that way. Assert yourself, don't let him hurt you. Don't get hurt. But overlook, be Meichel Zayin, and learn to bring out his beauty, to validate him. You'll validate him, you'll bring out his beauty. You'll see the person will come out. Learn to validate people. Learn to say things which validate people. Learn to treat him in a way which validates him. I understand you're going through. Try to understand Yanim. Try to validate Yanim. I want to go on in this parsha. So the Torah goes on and it says, "Vatisa Eish Sadinov Esenel Yosef." She turns her eyes to Yosef. "Atayma Shich Viimi." She says, "Live with me." "Vayimain." Yosef refuses. Many mefarshim the Malbim amongst them say, "Vayimain" is different than La Yava. La Yava means not to desire in your heart. "Vayimain" means he wanted but he refused. It's an external expression of "I refuse." "Ma'an Yivmi" means to express, "I won't do it." "Vayimain" means to externally refuse. He wanted. He had a taiva, but vayimoyin, he refused. Vayomer Elishas Adonav, and he said to the wife of his master, "Hein Adoni lo yoda iti mababayis. My master doesn't even know what's in the house. V'chol asher yesh lo nasam biyodi. And he gave me everything that he owns. Einenu godol abayis hazem imeni. Nobody's greater in this house than me. V'lo chasach mimeni mu'uma ki maysach. There's nothing missing except you. Kasher atish to your wife. V'eich esa rog doi lazois. How can I do this maysa? V'chotas v'lekim. It's also a sin to Hashem. What a breakdown of trust it would be. What a breakdown of trust. He trusted me with everything in the house. This is the only thing he says, don't, this is not yours. It would be a terrible lack of trust. And it'll be a sin to Hashem. See, he manages by Yemayin. He manages Yosef HaTzadik, which is why he called Tzadik, because he overcomes such a taiva, is able to refuse. She spoke to him every day. He didn't listen to her. Lishkav Etzla Liyasima. Very double lashon. Lishkav Etzla, to be with her. The Malbim explains that first she wanted Mamashamay Saber. Then she said only Lishkav Etzla. She was like, less than, okay, so at least this. Then she just said Liyasima. Just be around. Each thing he would refuse, he wouldn't listen to anything. It was a certain day. He comes to me, as last malachtai. So Shiloh, he came, he wanted to do the aver or not. Nobody's in the house. To say you be big day, she grabbed his clothing, lema shikhvi me. He runs out. This time there is no conversation. There's no vayomer anymore. At this point, the taiva is so great, especially if you learn vayomer abayse las malachta. There's no time to talk. It's not the place to track, to think hashbonus. Vayonis vayetzi achusa, just to run, get away from the makam. No kunsim, it's no to be there and to start handling. Yosef HaTzadik's not handling at this point. The taiva is too great. Vayonis vayetzi achusa. Vayikir roisa ki oza big debiyad vayasa. She runs outside. She calls on. She says, look what David Ivry tried to do to me. Kitzur Advarim, then when her husband came home, she told him these things. Boy, Eliyah, Eved Ivry, Asher Vesel and Letzachik be. and I crawled out, and he ran away. Now listen to this. Did Potiphar believe Ashes Potiphar? It always bothered me. If he believed, he would chop off his head. Mitzrayim, there were no, it was a tough country in his power. Chop the guy's head off. When he hears the words of his wife, Asher Dibre Lo, that she spoke to him, Lamer, saying, he's angry. Doesn't say to who. Just say, Vayichar Apa B'Yosef. He says he's angry. The Malbim learns he didn't believe her for a second. Could you imagine Yezebel Yashav living by him? Do you think he's stupid, Potiphar? He has a Yashav living by him. The Kedusha, the Tariv of Yashav, the tremendous godless thick of things he saw in Abel Yashav, even with his low eyes. But the godless, he saw Ki Hashem Itoi. He saw even somebody, so even Potiphar, in Yosef, you gotta be blinder than a bat not to see it. Even Potiphar saw in Yosef such godless. He's angry at his wife. He's angry at what's going on. What am I still, he's stuck here. His masters took him. His master took him. He didn't have a vodim to take. He still gave him cover. He drove him. He didn't send him away. Guards, take him. Chop off his head. He took him. What does that mean? He gave him el towards the Beis HaSayer. He put him in the Beis HaSayer. The pshat is, he made him the boss there. He said, you can't work in my house anymore. I'm angry. My wife's doing this whole, I don't know what's going on here. So he put him in charge there. Malkam Asher Asiri HaMelech Asur. He's in jail. Yosef HaTzadik has been sold already away from his brothers. Shmerin HaSayin is sold away from his mishpacha. He's sent away, Noir and Noirais, the brothers who are tzaddikim Yisayi the Olam. Tzaddikim, we can't fathom their greatness. If they were low people, and he's sold away, it's bearable. But the tzaddiki Adar, you have one tzaddik, Rebbe Yashav. The other tzaddikim get together, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky, and they sell away the other tzaddik. They hold, there's a machloikas and din, and with bechiyos, they're crying, they hold your pashats, we have to sell you away, you're not roi. There's a psak. And they hold, they have to send them with a tsar gadol for the tzaddik, that the other tzaddiki yador, lofty elevated people, feel he should be sold away. And he's sold to Potiphar, and there he has some success. And then because of Svaita's circumstances, he's sent to the Beis HaSayer, a matzav of rizig tsar. He's in a jail. The jail's not, trust me, it's not a fancy jail. A fancy jail is shver. He's sold into jail. He's put into jail. And in jail, he sees two lowlives, Sarah Oifin and Sarah Mashkim, two fellas, I don't know, lowlives, they weren't lowlives. He sees two fellas, two Mitzriim, and he sees one looks down. He sees they look down. Vayar Oysev Inei Zoyafim. Yosef HaTzadik sees their faces down. Vayishla Srisei Parash Itoi. And he says, Madua Pnechem Roim Ayoim. Why do you look sad? It felt them, it's missing to him. They look sad, say there. Haflu fell in such a matziv of your own saris. People's tevu when they're in saris themselves, the word sar means narrow. The tevu when you're in saris, your vision shrinks, shrivels up, you don't see somebody else. I'm in survival mode myself. Person going to Yisurim, person who goes through a tough childhood, who goes to Yisurim, it's very difficult to see other people. We spoke about bad midas, so we spoke about before being Meichel. A lot of times you have to understand that somebody who went through Tzaris, it's very hard to see anybody else. They're on survival. For them to get around, nobody else cared for them. People betrayed them. So they trained, think, protect yourself. Nobody else is protecting you. So you want me to think about somebody else? My whole focus, somebody who lived in a mishpacha, my tata protects me, my mama protects me. So I have time pressure. I don't have to just focus on me. I'm protected. Atracht about yenim. This person from youth, from 2 years old, the tata stopped hugging him. From 3 years old, his mother forgot to tell him how special he is. What a special person he is. She forgot to tell him every day. His father forgot that he's supposed to tell your kid daily. Speak to him, talk to him, express love to him daily. The tata forgot. So the kid from youth learned, I have to fend for myself. So he can't track about other people. He hasn't learned yet to track about other people. A person in service is focused on zich alein, on himself. He's survival mode. And Yosef Atzad, with all the tzaras he's been through, sees two people and he sees Kipanam Zayafim. And his whole Yeshua comes about. His whole Yeshua comes about. Certainly they didn't mention him at first. He did too much Ishtadlus, Zachar, Zachartani. But ultimately his Yeshua, Vada Hashem would have saved him anyway. But Hashem makes things come about through certain ways to be madgish, to bring out to us the importance of it. And Yosef gets out of jail because ultimately the person does remember to tell Pari after 2 years. And why did the person get connected to Yosef? Because Yosef looked at him and said, "Lama panecha zayfim. I see you look sad. I notice on the other person. With my own saras, I can look at it myself. This is our mereshes avos. This is what we get from Yosef avos." And he's able to notice the other person. And through that comes the ultimate Yeshua, that he's able to see and ask the other person, "Lama panecha zayfim? Madua panechim roim ayoyim? Why do you look sad?" It's a big zechus for us, right? Willig is a yid, a mass tam chacham. We have a zechus to hear the retire from my Willig.
Okay, let's have a few different Torah, why not? A zechus to be part of this group. The Parsha Vayeshev is the Parsha which tells us about the story of Yosef. And he's thrown into the pit. And in the pit it says, "Rabo reik, ain bo mayim." Rabo reik, no water in the pit. So the Chazal dashim, mayim ain bo, avon nechoshim v'akravim yeshba. There was no water in the pit, but there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. So what does that mean? So on a simple level, it means that there were snakes and scorpions in the pit, and therefore Yosef was in mortal danger. But the Balei Musar explained that we know that Mayim represents Torah. Mayim is Torah. If you have a pit which has no Mayim, has no Torah, inevitably something else gets in, because nature abhors a vacuum. There's not going to be any Torah, it's going to be Nechosh and Vakrav, it's going to be snakes and scorpions, which of course represents, you know, who Nechosh, who Yetzahara. The Yetzahara creeps in. The Rambam writes that certain Yetzaharas only exist in the Lev Aponim and Achochma, in a heart that's barren from wisdom. If there's wisdom there, there's Torah there, the Yetzaharas not going to creep in, because nature abhors a vacuum. If there's emptiness, that's when the Yetzaharas get in there. So what's the Yetzah? The Yetzah is clear for any individual who wants to remove himself from these Yetzaharas and these Nechoshim and Akrabim. You have to fill the bor, which represents your essence, you have to fill it with Mayim, with Torah. Because Torah is the essence of wisdom. It's remarkable that this same Gemara is found in the Sefta Shabbos in conjunction with Chanukah. The same daf, Sugi of Chanukah. But what's the idea of Chanukah? Exactly the same thing. Because Chanukah represents the Iskarpus, the victory of the forces of Torah over the enemy forces. Well, the enemy forces, the forces of Greece. Greece was the Goyim. And there were groups which were called the Hellenists. The original Hellenists, the term as we understood it, meant the people, Jewish people, from Achenu B'nai Israel, who believed in the culture of the Greeks. And what did the Greeks believe in? Do whatever you want. The Greeks worshipped the body. And they said, you can do whatever you want. There's nothing you can't do. Everything you want to do, you're allowed to do. This is how they viewed the world. And they made tremendous inroads into Klal Yisrael. Many people who were from Bnei Yisrael, they fell in because they were ponim and achachma. There was no learning. There wasn't enough learning at that time. And so they were taken in. They were captured by these Greek philosophies that said, whatever you want. And you know, when the Greeks came in into Yerushalayim and they conquered the area, you read in history books, they didn't just enough to make a base of a Zara. Okay, they make a base of a Zara. Okay, we understand you have a certain religion, you want to make a base of a Zara. They made together with the base of a Zara, they made a base of Znus in Yerushalayim, because they believed, they wanted, part of their whole of a Zara was, you do whatever you want. There's nothing you can't do. This is the essence of what Greeks stand for. And Klal Yisrael fell in to large measure. It's only a small few led by the Chashmonoim, who were descendants of the Kohanim, who, what do the Kohanim symbolize? Kohanim symbolize learning. That's what they're all, Yoram Shmatech Yaakov, by the Levium of the Kohanim. So their heirs who represents the Torah, says we cannot abide this emptiness of Greece. This is darkness. Chazal say this is Malchus Shel Yavah. Because what is darkness? Darkness is emptiness, you know, except for it's Pashtus. Except for Mitzrayim, it was Yom Yishkosh. Otherwise, darkness is just the absence of light. Absence of light means emptiness. Emptiness, nothing there. And from that nothingness, every Nochosh and Akrav sneaks in. Every possible Yetzirah you can imagine gets in there. Someone whose mind is not concentrating on good things, he's thinking about bad things. It's darker. And that's what happened to Akraifa. It went down, all the way down. But there were Jews who were doing Zaro and Gilead, Arias, every terrible thing. There were Jews involved. It took just a few people who were willing to fight against them, saying, "Yilu Hashem Elai, we're not going to be part of this." So that's the same thing happened ultimately to Yosef. Yosef was taken into a terrible gullus. Also in this week's parsha, the Yetzirah for Gilead, Arias, Chazal, a very fascinating description of what happened with Yosef and the Ashes Potiphar, and he was able to overcome. But how can you do it? You're in an alien society. There's only one way he was able to do it. It was the Mus Dukno Shel Ovid. He saw the vision of his father. Who was his father? It was Yaakov Avinu. Who was Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Ish Tam Yosef Aholim. That Yosef was able to view the Talmud Chacham Tzura of his father Yaakov. Only that. That's the only way. Chazal said he would have sinned otherwise. He would have sinned. Yosef HaTzadik would have sinned. But for the fact that he saw the Demus Jukma Shalom, he saw the visage, the picture, the image of what Yaakov Avinu was, what he stood for, this learning. This indicates that no matter who you are, we're all human. Yosef HaTzadik would have sinned. It's an amazing thing. You have only one solution. The Mars of the Brachas, Baras Lemmy at Sahara, or Baras Yilah Torah Tablet. The Torah is the only solution. You want to get a different solution? It's going to fail. The only solution is Torah. This lesson of the parsha, the lesson of Hanukkah, is a lesson for us. And you know, we now live in a crazy world, and in a world that we inhabit now in the United States of America. Everything again, it's like Greece of Amon. Do whatever you want. There's nothing. It used to be certain things were looked down upon. You know, it's not right. It happened. All right, the person. Now it's a new world. Not that it's bad that we never fell in. It's good. Do whatever you want. If it makes you feel good, that's what you can do. Whatever area of life, do whatever you want. It's only the Torah, the Oral Torah, that says, no, this is darkness. This is choshech. This is yava. This is a critical message for everybody, and in all times, especially in our time. You have the idea of the Hanukkah, the Ner Hanukkah. That's most of the whole there. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because it represents Torah. So it's just a schus to come to a place like this, the yeshiva, which until a couple of years ago was an empty shell here. That's what I'm told. There's nothing going on over here. All of a sudden, yeshiva comes in. All of a sudden, the bach of a learning. I've said people walk around at yarmulkes. It's a family moving in. It's incredible. Mind-boggling. What a very connected. Who would have chalom? Who would have dreamt a few years ago there's going to be something here which is going to be shedding light to so many holding the Shabbos, and hopefully to more and more, because it's most of a holich. It's the nature of life. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's ironic. We live in a time which is the darkness of the dark. The Morality Prague explains that the Chanukah is going to be Mr. Shem Sunday night, Chofei Kislev, because it's the longest night of the year. And we know that it's not exactly accurate because it depends upon the solar calendar, but the Morality says that the world is created on Chofei Be'elul. That was the day the world was created. Adam Arish was created on Rosh Hashanah, the sixth day. And the Maral says that the world was probably created in what we call the equinox. So 3 months later, that's exactly the longest night. That's the night of Hanukkah. To indicate that Hanukkah took place at a time which was so dark. Nebuch v'choshech al-pnei to homes, that the Malchus Shel Yavon had darkened our existence. They put us into a deep, dark pit filled with the Choshev HaKrav and every Yetzirah imaginable, every terrible decadence, you name it, it was terrible. And yet, the light lit, one, and it's all the way up to eight, and it was a tremendous aura, the aura of Torah Shel Baal Peh, which the Hanukkah menorah represents. I give you a bracha, that you, every one of you, every person here in this room, should be able to be like the Ner Hanukkah, be moisim b'holach, to go on and on with higher and higher madregas and Yimud HaTorah, which is such a wonderful Rebbe, such a wonderful Beis Medrash, such a wonderful Yeshiva. I'm sure you'll be matzliach. Have a Shabbos and a Feiruch and Hanukkah.